water a little bit lukewarm, that's mutter. That's what Shmuel's saying. So the Gemara lemeimer lechura de Shmuel kram Shimon Sirle, that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, and that's the way we hold halacha, that a dove shein miskaven is mutter. There also you have this hot kettle of water, you emptied out the water, now when you put cold water in, it's mutter. Because you're not mechavin to mitzarev the kli, you're only mechavin to make the water lukewarm, and that's mutter. Shrashi mutter, shein miskaven lekach, since you're not mechavin by adding in this cold water to mamash be mitzarev the kli, therefore it's mutter. Say out Shmuel. Shredi Gemara, v'omar Shmuel, Shmuel said alochom, mechavin gecholis, shel matchis b'shus harabin. You're allowed to put out coals that comes from metal. If metal is burning, you're allowed to put it out. B'shus harabim, b'shvil shla yizayko barabim. As you have hot metal coals burning b'shus harabim, when people walk, it's b'shut hezik. People may trip and burn themselves. So mishum hezik, the rabim, you're allowed to put it out. Well, don't say metal that's burning, there's no issa deraisa to burn metal, and there's no issa deraisa to put out the fire. Metal is not cold like burning. Ma'ashankin avu le'gichol ha'shalit. But if you have wood that was burning, that is an issur zayt to burn wood on Shabbos, and to put out the fire is also osur. That's osur. Azayat Shmuel gazol. You're not allowed to put out the coals of wood that's burning b'shus harabim. So Rashi, kecholish shomatchis shemashlichim lechutz pseulish shobarzel. You throw outside the bare part of the iron. The loy shayach kibui b'hochi. It's not shayach any kibui putting it out midiraisim. Or midirabonin asura. Metal is only an issur the rabbonin of the burning of it or putting it out. The echad ikon is zikah the rabbin, whereas the shal of the rabbin will hurt himself, like gosav al ha-shvus. The rabbonim didn't make an exeris on the shvus, therefore it's mutter. Avoloi shalait. So the rashi why the yisur of the raisahi, the chayim skila. When you have wood burning, there's an issur the raisa to make wood burn, and the one didn't to put out the fire was also an issur the raisa. So here, it's awesome. Even though it's a shal of an hezik the rabbin, it's awesome. Fret the gemara, vi salka daitich. So v'alo k'Rebbe Shimon, if you're going to tell me Shmuel holds, like Rebbe Shimon Shito, or v'zoi afilu shaleitz nami, even shaleitz should also be mutter. Afilu shaleitz should also be mutter. Why? Because putting out fire is only an issur the rabbanon. Why? According to Shmuel, because it's a melacha shen tzrich l'gufo, like we had before. That's another machlokes, Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon holds a melacha shen tzrich l'gufo is potter on Shabbos. If you just says it's chayiv. Now putting out fire is called umlocha shesvich gufon. You don't need the real putting out of the fire. You just don't want the fire to be here. But you don't need the mlocha of kibui. The only time you need the mlocha kibui is either by a coal or a wick. That when you burn it one time and then you put it out, the putting it out makes it burn a second time better. So you're putting out the wick to make the wick burn better later, that's an issur d'oraisa of kibui. Ma'ashenkin here, you stam have a coal b'shus rabin, and you stam want to put it out, the fire shouldn't be there, that's a melacha shen tzrich l'gufa. So kasher is, if Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, so b'zoi, even shalet should also be mutter. Because putting out the fire is only an issur d'rabbanan. So b'meila b'mokim ezeka d'rabim, it should be mutter. So how come Shmuel says here it's also? So Drashi, afilu shalet nami. To all Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, melacha shen tzrich legufa potter alei. The whole kibui, any type of putting out fire, is called ein etzar legufoi. It's called ein etzar legufoi. Chutz, what's the only other case? Meyosei pchomim, either where you're making coals, kedei to burn well later, or you have a psilo, you have a wick, and you're burning the wick now, and you want to then put out the wick, kedei next time you light the wick, or light much better. So there you want the melechet kibui. Ma'ashenkin here, where you somehow have wood burning b'shus harabim, your kavana putting it out is not to use the wood again later, it's just I'm not to have the fire here. That's the melechet shen tzrich l'gufo. So it's only nisim of the rabbonin. So with the rabbonin, it should be mutter, b'mokim, as they could the rabbin, it should be mutter. And with the Gemara Poshit, that's true. Reb Shimon has two halachis. Reb Shimon says, a dover shen in the skavin is mutter, and Reb Shimon also says, the melechet shen tzrich l'gufo is potter alei. But the Chura Taizdi Mavon, the Shul Shver, what the Havim mean it was. We're saying now just Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. In this halacha, that Dabba Shein and Meskavin is mutter. Like Mechit Taizdi asked all the halachas of Shmuel. Hey, the Havim mean it is, once you hold like Shmuel, a Dabba Shein and Meskavin, who adim is told like him, halacha Shein Tzuchu, for Shosu be potter alei. That's the Havim mean it. And with the Gemara, push it not like that. And with the Gemara, the Dabba Shein and Meskavin, Sovolo, Reb Shimon, true. The Gehet to the Machlekes, we're not Mechavin to do the halacha, and something happens. There he passed, like Reb Shimon, that it's mutter. Therefore, Tzirah, when you put the cold water in the pot, it's mutter to put the cold water in the pot. Because you're not mechaved to mitzarech the pot. Your kavanah is only to make the water lukewarm. So since you're not mechaved to mitzarech, that's mutter. Ma'ashenkin here, by the shaylo, for the amalacha, says, Rich l'gufa. Hey, see, you're putting out these burning woods, b'shus rabin. There's no shaylo v'ein mechaved. You're mechaved to put out the fire. So what do you want to be matter for? Because there's another swara of Shimon says that a melacha shein tzvil gufa is also mutter. On this, Reb Shmuel holds on like that. Savolok Reb Yehuda. In this machloike, Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda to say that dove shein maskavin is awesome. So that's why Shmuel was only matter to put out coals of metal. Because that's only an issue with the Rabbanim. Mashenkin, if it was wood burning, there are libud Reb Yehuda. Anytime you put out fire, there's an issue deraisa. Because people putting out fire, even though it's a melacha shein tzvil gufa, according to Reb Yehuda Yechayiv. And what in Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda also. There's no kasha. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon and machlekes dove shein miskaven. But the second machlekes of a melacha shein tzvil gufa, there Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda. Omer Ravina, Zok Ravina, Hilkach. Once you see these halachis that on Issa the Rabbonin will make it, b'mokim hezeka the Rabbim, if you have something b'shus the Rabbim, people shouldn't trip, hurt themselves on, or burn themselves with, koitz b'shus the Rabbim. You have a big thorn sticking out b'shus the Rabbim, a big thorn there, which is a shiloh for muksa, and it's also a shiloh of carrying it. How do you get it out of b'shus the Rabbim? Is the halacha the heter is, molichoi pochus midal damas. You're allowed to carry it now, 3 amas, put it down, stop, then move another 3 yamas, put it down and stop, then move another 3 yamas. Even though stamos is an issur midrabbanan, it's also midrabbanan to carry through shus rabin, even pochus pochus dal damas. There's no heter to carry 3 yamas, stop, then walk further. Midiraisu it's mutter, but the rabbanan said it's also. But here, nageya tezeka, the rabbin is mutter, that's halachim. If you have something that's a hezek for the rabbin, you allow to move it on the side, pochus pochus dal damas. Over carmelis, let's say you're only carrying the whole thorn, is like in a carmelis, down a side street here, it's only a carmelis, I feel a tufum. Then you have a hetter mamish to pick it up and walk even 10 amas with it. Because in a carmelis, there's only issur the rabbanon to carry. And here, mishum ezeka, the rabbin, the rabbanon warned machmer, said you'll have to take care of the rabbin and carry it on the side. So drashi, hilkach, kivun the yamrit. Putting out metal, which is only Yisra Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said he could take out a fire of metal. But Makim Azekah the Rabbin is the Wadin Koitz, Rishus the Rabbin, Malicha Pachadol Dad the Medal Damis. Achi is Falkenu Litzid Rishus Rabbin. Until you move it on the side of the Rishus Rabbin. The Yisra the Rabbonin who? To carry Pachas Pachas only Yosem the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin will make him a Makim Azekah the Rabbin. Uber Carmelis. They tilted the day the Rabbonin, afilu tuva yavirenu biyakira sachas. You're allowed to pick it up and walk even 10 amis, b'shus Rabbin, in the Carmelis. The zals, the pshat is, m'shem hezeka the Rabbin, you could be mekel. M'mela, dav chafen, l'mais l'alocha, we pass the mikro adin like Reb Shimon, that even a m'locha shen tzurichel gufa is also mutter. Therefore, b'ragei, if there's a fire, b'shus Rabbin, that the shayla from hezeka, the Rabbin, will be mutter to put out the fire, b'shus Rabbin. Because Lomaisa, the Iker Adin is we pass the Melacha Shein Tzvil Gufa is mutter. Even though the Mechaber brings down the Rambam Shita is that it's also, but the Iker Adin we pass in is like Reb Shimon, that a Melacha Shein Tzvil Gufa is mutter. So rather, for a Tzorich Yochid, you're not allowed to. But Tzorich Rabbim, where it's a Shalev, it's B'Shafaye, B'Shus HaRabbim, where it may hurt a lot of people, then the Chur will be a Heter to put out the Faye, M'Shemazek of the Rabbim. Right. Avonoisim. The Mishnah says what? You're allowed to put the cold water into the pot. Tana Rabbonin. Noisein Odom Chamin L'Toy Chatzoinin. If you have cold water in a pot, in a glass, you're allowed to now take out of the hot kettle and pour hot water into the cold water. Noisein Odom Chamin, put hot water into cold water. But not the opposite way. For Loy Chatzoinin L'Toy Chachamin. You can't put some cold water into hot water. Divrei Beshamin. Tell Beshamin. Is the chilek, what you're pouring into what? You're allowed to put hot water into cold water, but you're not allowed to put cold water into hot water. So let's see Rashi. Rashi learns the pshat is, al titoy govern. The bottom is the more stronger one. So Rashi, chamin l'teich tzoynin. The ksava, why can you put hot water into cold water? The cold water is on the bottom. The ksava titoy govern. The bottom substance, the bottom body, that's what's stronger. V'yein ha-chamin ma'asichin ha-satzon elim ma'ashirin. Therefore, when the chamin comes in, since the bottom is cold, that always stays cold, you'll only make it lukewarm, but you can't cook it up. But shaking the other way, it's also. For loitzoyne, not cold water, techan at the hot water, shatachtoyne masichim, because the bottom one is stronger. So if the bottom is hot, that will cook up the top water, that's all yoinim. Let it toy gover. As I learned Rashi. Toy is to ask the kasha, that this is the machlekes in Shas, if you say titoy gover, loy gover, it's not mashm, the Gemara is going against machlekes now, the Gemara should have brought down the machlekes here. Yeah, but Toy's learns poshid. Toy's learns usually when you pour something into something else, the bottom substance is always the roof. And when you're pouring now a little bit, you pour a little bit into a lot. So therefore it's very good. If the bottom is cham, so poshid means there's a lot of hot water there. If you're going to pour now a little bit cold water, that's awesome, that's talocha. Because a little bit cold water into hot water will become yatzel at this boy still, and it'll be over in this abishal. But the other way around, if you have a big jar of cold water here, and now you're going to pour a little bit of hot water, a filu from a clearishin, even pour the hot water into here, that's mutter. Because when the hot water gets into this thing now, it's not yatz lettuce boy. It's only paishrim. Therefore, it's mutter. So that's why, so you know, that's a lot like that. That if you have a lot of cold water on the bottom, you're allowed to pour hot water into it. Because even after you pour the hot water, it'll never be bishul. It'll only be paishrim, that's mutter. This is Beis Shammai. Or they still learn him no. Bein cham l'tech tzoynin. Whether you're pouring hot water into cold water, or bein tzoyn l'tech chamin. Even if you put cold water into hot water, it's also mutter. The medav amamurim, when is the mutter? Because. Because pasha means it's in the kli, that means it's a kli sheni. That means the hot water that's on the bottom is in a glass. How does the water get into a glass? That means you pour the water from the kettle, from the kli rishon, into a glass. So you have a hot tea now. You have a hot, big glass of water now. No matter how, even if you put a drop of cold water into here, still it's mutter. Because we hold klisheni, zayn mavashim. That's pshan beisilum. That a bee is in a kais, it's in a klisheni, when you put the hot water in the klisheni, then you're allowed to add some cold water inside. Because the klisheni we hold is zayn mavashim. Rashi bekais. What? The kais trashid l'shtiya kiboyilov, l'nichalesh yuchaymo harbei, v'yoy the klisheni. One svar is because it means you want to drink it, so when you drink something, you don't make it that hot. And second svar is it's a klisheni. Klisheni is amavashal. Avo bambachi, if it's in like a bath, that's a klirishan. Then, cham in l'teichat soinin. You're only allowed to pour hot water into the cold water. And since on the bottom there's cold water, there's a lot of cold water, so in the mile you're only pouring a little bit hot water, it won't be mavashal, that's mutum. Avo v'loi, soin l'teichachamin. But you're not allowed to pour cold water into like a klirishan. If the ambatya is like, that's a lot of hot water, it looks like a klirishin, it's also to pour a little bit sign in there, because this sign will become nischamim now, and a vlad like a bishul. Yeah. But we have Shimon ben Manasseh oiser. We have Shimon ben Manasseh asis. He holds what even because you can't pour into. And Omer Rav Nachman, halacha Shimon ben Manasseh. He also passed on Shimon ben Manasseh. So we have Yosef leMeimar, Sefel, Hareyu Kambatya. Sefla stama besin, stama kli, stama gabes, is doima trambachio for a klirishin. Shrashi sefla areo kambachio, the yafa gab the klisheni, even though a sefla is a besin, a stama kli, which is a klisheni who, hoyo volav lishtia, you're not using this a bath for drinking, el rechitza, you don't use a bath, I'm all a bath tub, like you fill it up, you're only using it for a chitza. Is a spirit, that's also also. The nichale shichaymo harbe de gazrinin. Since you want it to be very, very hot, there's a gzera that usually a bath looks like a klirishon, he holds it's also. That's what Havamin was. That even a bathin is also like a klirishon. Omalei Abaye, Tony Rebchila, not like that. Sefel ain't a kambacha. You should know a sefel, no a bathtub. Since it's only a klirishon, because you had the water in a kettle, and from the kettle you poured the water into the klisheni, into the bathin. So once the water's in the klisheni, it's not mavashal anymore. Now you're allowed to pour cold water into it, it's mutter. That's what we hold halacha. A klisheni is not mavashal. For the Gemara now, lamai the saka da adaiti mikor. The Havamina was no. Even a bath in any type of a bath, even though it's a klisheni, still it's mavashal. Of a zoi, the sefel a rare kabachi. The Havamina was a sefel a basin. Is like. An abachi is like a klirishon. V'yom Rav Nachman halacha k'reshim Rav Manasseh. We pass k'reshim Rav Manasseh that you can't pour cold water into the ambachion, or you can't fakert. You can't pour hot water into the ambachi. Either way, you can't pour it into. Of a zoy ela b'shabbes rechitza b'chamen lekem. There should be no heter in the world to wash yourself with hot water on Shabbos. And where is chamin mutter? I call upon him pon of yod of ragos mutter. You're allowed to wash your hands and your face in hot water. If the hot water was heated up every Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to wash our kopon and pon of yodav raglav. Now the kash Rashi is that samuz of the hot water zikh is too hot to use. Like usually cooked up the water yesterday with 200 degrees, so now on Shabbos good it's 150 degrees. But avad it's too hot to use. How do you use it on Shabbos? You have to add some cold water into it. So according to Shimon ben Manasseh, if you hold even a sefel, even though you pour this hot water into a bath, into a tub, it's also also to add cold water into it to make it lukewarm. So the Zayin has never had to wash yourself on Shabbos. That's the kasha. And usually the water itself is too hot to use. The only way it's used is to add some cold water into it. So according to Shimon ben Manasseh, it's also, how could you ever wash yourself? How could you upon a yad of raglav? Right, right. No. Rashi Elu b'Shabbos Rashi Rechitza b'Chamalekos Rashi b'Tmiya. Told the Reb Shimon Afilu Chamal Teich Tzayin and Osser. Reb Shimon says in a safel or on batya in a bath you can't even pour cold water, hot water into the cold water. Obazel leMeshkaches Chamin Shulchmu. For Afilu Mer Shabbos you can never find hot water that was cooked Erev Shabbos. Shlo Yetzrich and LaHofik Vitzchasim. If you want to use it now on Shabbos, it's zicha too hot the way it is. You have to add some cold water to take away the heat from it. For him came lo yirchutz afilu upon the other ragla b'chamin. Obazoy, since the kodesh shem manasi, you can never add cold water, or you can't even add the hot water into the cold water. So there's never a way to make the water lukewarm. So how could you wash yourself? And with the gemara poshut, mi savrit Reb Shimon, a sefer koyi. The sefer Shimon goes on the sefer. So Rashi, mi savrit Reb Shimon a sefer koyi. The loy shori tanakama el chamin l'teich tzinin that tanakama Reb Shimon beshamai only a matter to put hot water into tzinin. The yossi and Reb Shimon is coming now. The yosser, even that he's saying it's yosser af chamin l'teich tzinin, even to pour hot water into tzinin, and that's yikashedin. If Reb Shimon says you can't even pour hot water into cold water, so there's never an etzah to make the warm lukewarm. The Teretz says no, areisha koy ubeis tilul. He's going on Beis Aresha according to Beis Hillel. So Rashi, what Aresha Lishti is talking about? We're talking about cooking water for drinking. You're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, providing for states that you're not pouring a ton of hot water in there. That after the hot water gets into the cold water, it'll still only be lukewarm. So that's mutum. And what then for ket lalochom? Then certainly take chamin. You're allowed to pour a lot of cold water into hot water. Since after the water gets in there, it's not going to be yatzle this way. It'll only be like pesher and lukewarm. That's mutum. That's pesul lalochom. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh now oyser. He asks his what? Certainly take chamin. You're not allowed to pour cold water into hot water. That's all he's asking. Hey, since where Rashi Shita is, since the Cham, the hot water is on the bottom, when you're pouring the cold water in, you say to toy. Yeah, the other way you could do it, you could put have the cold water first, and then add hot water in, that'll be mutter. So they leave because the Shimon Manasseh is a hechatimsa, how you could wash yourself on Shabbos. The answer would be first put cold water into the bath, and then pour hot water in, providing you don't pour a ton of hot water, that after the hot water is in there, it's only lukewarm. And that'll be mutter. Weiter, Fred Gemara, Koponim, Leimer, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, Domek, Reb Shammai. The voice coming, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh now is coming out according to Reb Shammai. Because he's only matter one way, not the other way. And Bezillus says both ways are mutter. The Teret says, Hochikomer. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh holds, Lenechlukul, Reb Shammai, Reb Zillus, Bodovazir. He holds that there was no machlokes. That everybody holds like he's saying, that's only mutter to put the hot water into cold water, and not the cold water into the hot water. But halacha we don't pass like a Shimon ben Manasseh, the halacha we pass like Beis Hillel. That it's mutter, either way it's mutter. Providing that when you end up, the water is not yatz lettuce boy. Whether you have hot water here, and you want to pour a lot of cold water in, that's mutter. Providing after the cold water is there, won't be yatz lettuce boy. And what then the other way is mutter. If you have cold water here, and you want to pour hot water into it, that's mutter, providing it's not going to end up to be yatz lettuce boy. Omer afuna b'reda b'shua. Chazina lei l'rova de l'kopin amona. I saw Rava wasn't cupping on a kli, to mevashkel in a kli. Midatoni Reb Chiya, since Reb Chiya learned, we said before, Midatoni Reb Chiya, Noisen Nodem Kitten Shomayim, Letoich Safel Shomayim. You're allowed to put a glass of water, Letoich Safel Shomayim, into a basin full of water. Bein chaman or techzonin, whether it's hot, with the keton, the glass, was of hot water into a cold bath. Bein tzonin was the glass was cold water, letoy chaman into a hot bath. Because here it's safla the klisheni, and klisheni is enim avashel. Oh, Malay Rafun Ravashi, Dilma Shani Hossam, Denis the Kli. Maybe here he's only matik because you're putting the whole Kli into it. As you have a Kli here of cold water, and you're putting the whole Kli like this into the bath. So maybe only that is matter. But maybe when you want to pour the water directly into the bath, maybe there is awesome. Oh, Malay Mari Itzman, and I also learned Mara. The Mara Adam, you're allowed to pour. Kitin Shomayim, if you have a glass of water, L'Toyach Safal Shomayim, into a basin full of water. Vein chamon l'toich tzoynim, vein tzoynim l'toich chamon. That's halacha. Either way you want, you're allowed to pour the water one into the other, always providing that you're not pouring like a little bit cold water into a lot of hot water. Because then it'll end up to still be yatz letis boy, then it's an ambition. But kol zamana doesn't end up to be yatz letis boy, it won't be a degree at 112, it'll be less than 112 degrees, then it's always mutu. Whichever way you want, you're allowed to pour. So the Mishnah. For ilfis, that's like a big frying pot or pan. Back there or any pot. You took it off the fire right before Shabbos, and the pot is still hot, or even on Shabbos, is lo yiten otecha tavlin. You're not allowed to put now into this pot tavlin spice. But the halacha is the pot is called the Kli Rishon. Calls the man the Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon means this was the pot that was on the fire. When you take it off the fire, calls them on this pot, there's still yatz letters, but it's still 112 degrees inside here, it's still called a Kli Rishon Ech Levashel. So to put tavlin inside, it'll be into the rice of Bishol. Is la yitlo techen tavlin, now let her put tavlin inside this Kli Rishon. Calls them on the Kli is yatz letters, but when it cools off, the water there's no issa. Shrashi shavirin min or meruskun is hot. Ben ashmoshes. La yitlo techen tavlin mishateshach. On Shabbat, you shouldn't put tavlin spices. The Kli Rishon calls the man Shirasek Mavashal. His calls the man, this Kli is still Yatz. Let his boy is called the Kli Rishon, and it's Mavashal.